Welcome, Cleaning Nation. As always, I'm so excited to hang out with you and my new best friend, Marcus, today. As we get started, I want to remind you, if you are serious about taking your cleaning company to the next level and get the time and money freedom that you've always wanted, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. So funny, I talk to Cleaning Nation all the time, and I'll get people like, I love the show, I've listened to every episode, blah, 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 which is fantastic. And then I'll go, did you watch or check out the brand new video I made, which has kind of got the best of the best at growmycleaningcompany.com? Like, oh no, I haven't done that. So don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. If you are a fan of the show, I promise you're going to like the webinar we've got at growmycleaningcompany.com. It's totally free. There's nothing for sale on it. It's just pure awesomeness. All right. That said, today we are chatting with Marcus Cunningham from MVP Cleaning. They've been serving the Northwest Florida area for about a year and a half. If you want to reach out to Marcus and his team, you can hold them at www.mvpcleaningservices.com. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you, man. How did you get connected with the show? How did we get connected with one another?
When I very first started researching the cleaning business about 2 years ago, your podcast was actually one of the very first ones that I came across. The information is so valuable to I've been following it ever since then. And even to this day, I still make sure that I listen to each podcast. I'm an avid researcher, and I believe that you never know too much. So that's how I ultimately ended up linking up with you all.
Well, this isn't what Marcus said, but what I heard is I listened to all the podcasts out there, and after I heard yours, I burned every other podcast. I know you can't burn digital media, but I burned every other podcast and vowed never to listen and only to listen to my... No, I'm just kidding. Marcus didn't say any of that stuff. But if you or Clean Nation love the podcast, we do this all for free. We release twice a week, Monday and Thursday. Go to iTunes. Tell the world that you love us so we can keep cranking out the amazing content without charge. All right, that said, Marcus, what's going on in your world? How can I help you today, brother?
Yes, we've been finding real good success with the cleaning business. We do both commercial and residential. My question is, what is the most effective way to reach national companies such as Walmart, Family Dollar, like the national chains when it comes to commercial cleaning?
Great question. I was telling Marcus off air how I love that, you know, on episode 390 or wherever the heck we are, I'm always worried we're going to, you know, there won't be any new questions. And by golly, I don't think we've covered this on the show before. So I'm excited to dive in with Marcus and Cleaning Nation. Let's do this. So first and foremost, the one thing I want to warn you about when you get in, and I'm going to answer your question, I promise. But the one thing I want to warn you about is I always am hesitant / can't sleep at night if I've got one account taking up more than 15% of my business. So what I mean is if you get the Walmart account, you get the, you know, Southwest region and you've got, you know, 42 stores and those 42 stores represent 60% of your business, you're in a very tough spot. If Walmart comes to you and goes, well, we got a new purchaser in, we're doing 15% price cuts across the board. Either you cut your price or we're leaving and they're half your business. That's a bad scene, and that is not unusual for large companies to do at all. So be very, very careful when you're getting these large accounts to either have a backup plan, so if and when something goes wrong with those accounts, you're not out of business, and try and dilute them by selling other accounts so you have four or five or six big accounts so one big guy can't take you out. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that said, here's how we go about them. First of all, the good news is it's the same system you're going to follow for getting any clients. It's just a different application. So first and foremost, and this is where people miss it, right? They don't understand those people's pain, right? And we'll just use Walmart. And I understand this concept will work for any large national chain. So we'll use Walmart. I'm not pro or anti, just I don't want to keep saying, you know, any large national chain. So say you're trying to get Walmart. Most people misunderstand their pain, just like they misunderstand any other customer's pain, and they think they want the lowest price. The good news is that's not what they want. They do not want the lowest price. Typically, they want the lowest qualified price, and they're much more about being qualified than they're about low price. They'll actually pay twice as much to get a qualified bidder than they would do to get a non-qualified bidder. So qualified for them might be ability to go national, right? They might say, well, how many stores have you done outside of Florida? And if your answer is none, and I'm making this up, right? You're going to have to go to each vendor and find out what their actual pain is. But if your answer is none, that might disqualify you. If they say, what kind of insurance do you have? And you're like, well, I've got $1 million. What does that mean? They're like, we need a $10 million umbrella policy. They might say, what other national chains have you done? Which can be a little bit of a bear because it's, kind of that, like, well, we won't take a national chain until you've done a national chain. But you're like, well, how do I get a national chain if no one will take me until I've done a national chain? And we'll answer that as well. Well, I'll just tell you that now. The way that you do that is you find a what could be a special deal to get in, right? You might do a free cleaning. You might do some sort of a discount. You do something where, hey, in exchange to be able to do the work, we're going to do something spectacular for the first time. So you could do, like I said, a free or discounted cleaning just for the review. And then you could honestly say you've done that chain. So do you see the difference between most people get to price or, you know, our quality is the best. And that's another thing. They typically don't want your quality to be the best. They want your quality to be conforming. They want you to use the materials they want to use. They want to make sure you've got MSDS sheets. They want to make sure that they're compliant. So what they're looking for is often different than what you assume. And if you sell one thing, i.e. we're the lowest price or we're the best quality, and they want the lowest qualified price and the most compliant or consistent quality, you're going to miss the boat. So far, are you with me, or did I say anything?
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense.
Okay, cool. So once you understand their price, which can, oh, so there's one more piece of that and then we'll move on. In addition to price, you got to understand how they buy, which for, you know, if I'm sitting at home with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, how they buy is they go, yeah, let's do it. And they give me their credit card and sign something and we start, right? Pretty easy process. Don't need to do a lot of research into that. When you get into the Walmarts of the world, it is not like that. There's usually levels of purchasing, and Walmart might have a decentralized thing where each Walmart makes its own decision. They don't care what the other Walmarts do. The dollar store might have this national buyer that doesn't know anything about floor care, and they make all their decisions based on whoever's the biggest qualified bidder. So you really need to understand three things: who the decision maker is, which is key, and a lot of times you're not going to get him or her right off the bat; who the influencers are, which is important to know. A lot of times they're not going to make the decision, but they would influence. So that might be a store manager, right? The buyer might be in, you know, Arkansas, where, you know, Bentonville, where Walmart's headquartered, but the local store might have a huge amount of influence in terms of, I hate this guy, I like this guy, right? Or he might have no influence, but typically the store owner's not going to tell you, I have no influence, they don't listen to me. So you're going to have to kind of understand how that really works in terms of who the buyer is, who the influencer is. And the third piece is who the gatekeepers are. They may or may not have influence, but they certainly can get you in front of the influencer or decision maker, or keep you out of the influencer or decision maker. So those are the three players that you need to understand when you're working with larger companies like these. So, and this is where it gets tricky, but the more work that it is, the more difficult it is for your competition to get, the more, once you've done it, it's easier for you to, that's why it's hard to break in, right? The people that are selling these accounts have all this internalized knowledge for their company, and you're trying to figure it out. So it makes it hard to break in. The good news is once you're in, it's hard for the next guy to come in, so you can make some money there. So once you've got the decision makers, you've got to get paying for each one, right? The guy in the corporate office, he's might be about just price, right? He doesn't care anything. He might just be about price and covering his butt, right? Are they insured? If something goes wrong, can I point to enough references to say, hey, I made a good decision, even though they screwed up? The guy on site is more about, hey, how does my store look? When the district manager comes, is he going to yell at me for the floors not being done? And the influencer or the gatekeeper might not have any of those pain. He just doesn't want to get in trouble for letting another salesperson talk to the decision maker. So not only do you need pain for the store, but you really need to understand their buying process. And if there's two or three or four or five, depending on the size of the contract, people involved, you need to make sure you understand every one of those decision-making process. And if it goes to a board, you need to understand the board as a whole, what motivates them. So I know it is intense, but, you know, if one of these contracts is a six or seven figure deal annually, it can be worth this kind of a headache. So any questions on decision-making process, decision-making people, and or understanding their pain at each level?
What's the best way to be able to tell the specific way that each of the stores function without with having no prior knowledge of the company?
Ask. You just got to ask a lot. So again, the beautiful thing about a niche, and most people won't do this, right? Most people are like, I'm not going to niche out. I'm not going to specialize. And again, if you've listened to the show long enough, you'll know I'm talking about you got a niche, right? I don't sell the owners of cleaning companies and plumbers. Right. It takes all of my time to know as much as I know about you people and your pains and how to solve them and exactly how you tick and what's important to you and what's not important to you and how you make decisions. All that stuff's a lot of information. It takes a lot of time. If I had you guys and I also helped, you know, coach Little League and I also helped coach this or that, or, oh, and I had all these things going on, to be kind of mediocre at all of them. So the real answer is time, right? Certainly there's no magic trick. Like if you just send them a magic email, here's the magic email. If you send, you'll get people to respond 100% of the time. You can email them, you can call them, you can ask them, you can watch, you can ask who the company they have now is, find out from a company that's non-competing, right? If you're in Florida, maybe talk to the company in California that's got the Walmart and ask them how they got that. I wish there was an easy secret. It's just a lot of hard work, which if this is your niche and you're going to be all in on these guys, it's fine. You can do all the hard work. And again, that's what's going to keep your competitors out and allow you to be in. But if you're going to do this and residential and restaurants and, you know, car dealerships and, you know, one-time cleans and move in, move out and construction cleanup, you're going to suck at all of them, right? You're just going to be like everyone else. You won't be able to get these kind of big accounts. And I promise you, by the way, if Walmart goes to your website and it's like, hey, we do floor care and janitorial and house cleaning, that's probably disqualify right there. Right. Like if I said, hey, I'm the best, you know, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and also pipe fitters and you know, blind salesman, like that's probably going to disqualify me for most people going, wait a second, I thought he was all about me. So that specificity can help you. And we're going to talk about how specifically to do it, but it can kick you in the gut too. If they go to your site and you're a residential cleaner, I promise you, when I'm talking about qualified, a maid service is not qualified to a Walmart. And that's exactly how they're going to see you. So if you insist, then you shouldn't. But if you insist on doing both, have two totally separate businesses, right? I wouldn't have Grow My Cleaning Company and, you know, landscaping company. I'd have two totally separate companies and one wouldn't be connected to the other. And I wouldn't do that because then I'm just going to have two crappy companies as opposed to one that's world class. So all that to say, time is the short answer to how do I figure this stuff out? Time and commitment and focus. That said, once you've got the decision-making players, the decision-making process, and you understand what their real pain is, now we can talk about how to use that information to actually turn them in from strangers into prospects who know, like, and trust you into a bid, into a sale. Deal?
Absolutely.
Cool.
That definitely makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and again, a lot of people don't get that, and I'm constantly banging the niche drum, and then I still get people coming to me going, I'm doing this and this and this and this. Why am I failing? It's like, because you're doing a bunch of things terribly as opposed to one thing well. So that it's really hard. That's one of those foundational things where it's like, well, if you're not willing to niche, it's really hard to do any of the other stuff. Because again, if Walmart goes to, you know, Marcus's residential house and pet cleaning, they're out. There's all the stuff I'm telling you, scrap it all. Just quit. I don't mean quit the business. I mean quit trying to get Walmart because they're not buying. It's just never going to happen. So that's
I think one of the most difficult things that we have, like, we do have contracts with Family Dollar. We have contracts with PetSmart. Those went pretty straightforward. When we did reach out for other corporations by calling, they all directed us to their vendor section on the website. Then when you spend this time completing the vendor section on the website, then it's like, a brick wall from there.
Well, again, that's their buying process. Remember, we talked about finding out their real pain. Their part of their pain, when I hear that, I know that their pain is, will these people follow directions and will they go through our 17 hoops to do the way that we want? Because again, they don't want the best job for the lowest price, which is what you would think they would. They want the person that is going to follow their systems and their processes. It's like the U.S. government, right? They just want you to do it the way that they want you to do it. When you go to the MVD, they're not looking for the best driver, right? They're like, did you fill a form 7BB? Have you waited in line? Did you do ba-ba-ba-ba? These large companies are very governmental, right? Like, did you follow our process? You're like, well, your process is stupid. Isn't going to give you the best buyer. Like, we don't care. That's our process. Will you follow it? So, again, it takes time, right? You might have to find other vendors that have gone through that process. And I promise they go through the process. No one circumvents it. They just need to know what happens once you turn that thing in, what happens after, right, when you fill out the thing. And if you're getting disqualified, find out why. And maybe it is that they went to your website and said, no, we don't do anyone that's a house cleaner. I don't know, but you have to find that out. So let me give you some things to do once you follow their process. So the first thing to avoid is to go, I'm not doing that process. I'm going to do it a different way. Well, that's fine. But if their pain is, I want someone to follow the process, and your response is, I'm not following your process, that's fine. You're just not getting any accounts. So that doesn't mean you have to stop at the process, right? So that's their minimum standard of you have to do A, B, and C. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be done at A, B, and C and just go, well, I followed the process like you said, and now I'm just going to do nothing. That's what your competition is going to do. You're going to do something different. Because you understand your niche, you can do all sorts of things that are crazy specific to them and show them that you really want the business and you are going to qualify. So if I fill out the product, let's just say, again, we'll use dollars because we've been picking on Walmart. Say I'm trying to get the dollar store contract, and maybe I've got one in North Florida, but I want all of them. First of all, I'm going to ask my contacts at dollar store how they get their decision. Then I'm going to go out, or, you know, how they how I could, you know, hey, if you were me, how would you get the other dollar stores, right? I want to be better and better for you guys. What would you, you know, if you're doing a good job, hopefully he'll want to help you and tell you. Then I'm going to go to the other dollar stores in my area and say, hey, I've got the dollar store, you know, this address, you know, Steve's the general manager or whatever, so they know that you're for real. And he said, I should do this. What do you think? And then I might even go out of state and ask them what their buying process is. But once you do that, you can go crazy to, you could buy the URL dollarstoreshinyfloor.com, right? And then when you fill out that all that paperwork, instead of, you know, Marcus's floorcare.com, not interested, right off the bat, if they're like, what's your website? And you're like, dollarstoreshinyfloor.com. Like, whoa, that sets you apart right off the bat, right? And then if you can have, you know, a testimonial on there, testimonials, and those testimonials are from other dollar store owners, right? You wouldn't maybe do that on your main website, but because you've got a niche and it's a high dollar relationship, you can go crazy. You could even be like, you know, say you're dealing with Steve at Dollar Store. You could be like, Steve at dollarstoresthebest.com. You're like, shit, this guy really, pardon my language, I gotta bleep that out. They're gonna go, goodness, this guy's like, how can they be that specific, right? And that's the power of a niche. You can really create marketing that's very specific to them. If it was a six-figure contract, I'd absolutely go with a shock and awe package. We go over this in step six of the Clean Profit Method, but the shock and awe, you could do a specialized video. Hey, Steve, it's Mike from, you know, dollarstoreshinyfloor.com. I just, we went through the process that you asked us to go through on your website or on your vendor thing. I just want to let you know we're here, and we want to come in and do a free cleaning or a free sample or blah, 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 and just make a custom thing and maybe send him, you know, I'm going to stalk Steve on Facebook, and I'm going to know that dude likes, you know, this kind of novel, and I'm going to put the novel in there, and I'm going to, you know, find some sort of creative way to communicate with him that we're really focused on him. So the big thing is, one, it's a long-term process. You're going to really want to focus, and you're going to want to know their process better than anyone else, and then you're going to want to make customized marketing, again, where it's a video where it's like, hey, Steve, hey, Marcus, I'm using your name right off the bat. You know I made this for you. So once you understand their process, you're going to go through their process perfectly, dot every I, cross every T. When I was working with the government, if you use the wrong font, they would take your whole bid and throw it out, even if it was the best bid. So you really have to make sure you're perfect at that, and then go above and beyond to keep selling them. And it might take 17 touches, right? I'll tell you the way, I think I've shared this story before. My first and last real job at a car dealership when I was like 20 years old, and they had all these sales guys that have been there for 30 years making a ton of money. I went in to apply, and he literally pulled out a stack of applications like 3 inches thick, going, these are hundreds of people that want to work here, all of which are older and have way more experience. Why in God's green earth would I even consider hiring you? And I said, cuz, I'll kick butt, I'll take names, I'll do whatever you tell me to do, I'll show up every time on time, and I'll be the best decision you ever made. And he said, great, get out. So I got out and I came back 2 weeks later, and I just came back I can't remember if it was every 2 weeks or every month, but I just kept coming back saying the same thing. If you hire me, it's going to be the best decision you ever made. I'll kick butt, take names. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I'll outwork everybody. And when can I start? And about the fourth time I came, he's like, fine, you're in. And people go, how? I was the youngest guy that ever hired for that job. And I was in the top quarter the first year I was there. That said, did I do anything magical? No, I just kept showing up and saying, I'm going to kick butt and take names. So you don't send one shock and awe package. You send a shock and awe package every month with a custom video. You don't make one video or website for them. You customize a whole marketing suite of things just for them. All right, that's a big enough, long enough rant. Should give you plenty of work to get started. Any questions before we hit the lightning round? I give you the opportunity to share some of your experience.
You absolutely touched on everything, all the missing pieces that I didn't know of, and you made some very valid points and gave me quite a bit of homework to put in the place also.
Good. I'm glad that you got the work part of it, because the conversations are fun and hopefully there's some great ideas, but you're like, God, shoot, I got to get off this call and start working. So that's fantastic. All right, before you go, let's do the lightning round. I'm going to give you a chance to share some of your genius with Cleaning Nation. Cleaning Nation, as we head into the lightning round, again, I want to take a second to personally invite you right now. I'm pointing at you, for you YouTube people, to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the video I just made for you. Like I said, it's totally free. There's nothing for sale on it. It's just some really good content. And I try to distill down, you know, because there's hundreds of podcasts. I want to distill down all the big things that you're going to need. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Start there. All right, Marcus, three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
I'd say the best piece of advice that I've received professionally is, when you're doing a commercial bid, actually go and preview the property before you bid. Because if you go down there, if you try to bid first based on square footage like most people do, you might end up shooting yourself in the foot. You may go down there and realize that the condition of the building is way worse quality than what the price is that you're bidding. So you definitely want to go out and check out the piece of property before you start doing any negotiation.
Seems like common sense, but that is great advice. And oftentimes the best advice is kind of simple common sense stuff that people don't do. All right, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from your mistakes and make smarter, better mistakes?
Actually, it stems off of the advice that I just gave. We're right outside the Pensacola area. It was our first contract with the Family Dollar. We went all the way to Cross City, which is about 6 hours away. We bid it on it, got it, went down there, figured, oh, okay, this store couldn't be that bad. We were going down there to do floor care services, to do a strip and wax job. We got down there, and that store looked like it hadn't been touched in about 5 years, and a six-hour job ran us about 14 hours, ran out of all of our supplies, all of our energy, and it was like the contract from hell. So from there, that's when we really realized, yeah, we have to make sure that we scope out every single thing before bidding.
Great share. And please, Marcus, I've done that myself. I've paid the price. Marcus has paid the price. Smart people learn from their mistakes. Geniuses learn from other people's mistakes. So make sure you all take that in. Don't make the mistake before you learn from it. All right, Marcus, what's the best book you
paid for?
Oh yeah, those will cost you time, money, emotion. They'll just kick you right in the soft spots. All right, what's the I found Leaders or Readers, Marcus. What's the best book that you've read, personally or professionally, that you can share with Cleaning Nation?
Well, I have to take a second to self-promote because I'm also an author, and one of my favorite books happened to be a book that's by me. It's called The Spiritual World and How It Influences Your Everyday Life. And the reason why I say that that's one of my favorite books is because a lot of people think that addictions, habits, and all of this, the violence and the crime that goes on in this world, is just things that have appeared physical realm. A lot of people don't stop to realize that there's a whole spiritual realm that coincides with our realm that actually influences our everyday decision. There's demons, there's spiritual warfare that's going on that affects our everyday life. So when you read this book, it makes you realize, oh, okay, we're not just acting by ourselves, but we're acting because of certain things. And once you realize how the spiritual warfare works and how angels and demons both play into it, then it puts you in a better position to live a better life.
Marcus, if you had written a book and didn't say it was your favorite book, how dare you? I'm proud of you, man. If you authored a book and it's not your favorite book, you're doing something wrong. Well said. All right, Marcus, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your skill, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Marcus's show notes page and the special video I made just for you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check it out. Get the value. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.